There's been one thing about MGTOW philosophy that just has never clicked with me, and that's this concept of male mother need. So, a little bit about myself, and I don't say this to try to fish for sympathy or anything, but I just want to tell you because it's important for why I don't understand male mother need the same way that most other MGTOW do. I was raised by a single mother. She basically used me to get welfare and child support. And then when I turned 13 and the state basically reduced welfare benefits for children over 12, she abandoned me. So that was my mother. We never had a good, warm relationship. She was never caring or affectionate. She was very stern. She basically treated me like a slave. I always had to clean and, I got beat a lot and stuff like that. She was a piece of shit. So you talk about male mother need, this, and I understand conceptually when you think of the stereotypical proverbial mother who is caring and nurturing, I kind of understand the concept, but I just never experienced it. So here's kind of how I interpret male mother need, and I'm going to give it a different term. Now, I'm not saying it should be changed to this. This is just how I see this need in men, in that it's independent from a woman or even a mother. I think the need for men isn't for a mother, it's to be allowed to be vulnerable. As a man, you are always expected to be strong for everyone else. Your wife or girlfriend will look to you for strength. Your children will look to you for strength. You have to be the rock that they trust in because you have to be strong for them. You're not allowed to be weak. You're not allowed to be vulnerable because you have to be strong for everyone else. And this puts a lot of pressure on men. And we're not allowed to explain or express our frustrations, our sadness, our fears. Because then that instills fear into other people that rely on us for our strength. And this need to be vulnerable is what is known as male mother need. And it's because if you think of the proverbial mother, and even though I didn't have any experience in this, I can understand it conceptually. The last time a man was allowed to be vulnerable was when he was a child and when his mother would nurture him. So you're a young boy, you're scared, you're sad, you're angry. Now, if you went to your father would say something like, "Man up, don't be a pussy, rub some dirt on it and walk it off." Or your mother would give you a hug and kiss your boo-boos. I mean, she would make you feel better. She'd make you feel safe. And it is that need that a man has to just be vulnerable and to be accepted and loved and nurtured in his vulnerability that is male mother need. The sad thing is that when you're a grown man, you can't get that sort of affection from a woman. You can't be vulnerable to your wife or girlfriend because she is looking to you for strength. If you turn to her for strength, she's going to resent you for it. She's going to accuse you of treating her like your mother, or she's accusing you of not being a real man. She can't even give you that one nurturing love that a man desperately wants. Which is really the most tragic thing. These men who chase after, they feel this need to have a woman in their life to be that nurturing, loving figure, and they can never have it because they're not children anymore. Once a boy becomes a man, he can never have that nurturing love that his mother gave him. And that's the male mother need, at least how I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. That's just kind of how I interpret it from my perspective. The bad news is you can't find this sort of nurturing love in a woman. But the good news is, it's not a woman at all that provides this. It's just the need to be vulnerable. So a man can be vulnerable, kind of scratch that itch, without having to expose himself to the risks of a long-term relationship with a woman. I think what men need is they need to be allowed to be vulnerable to one another. This isn't very feasible among the average man because of the male-male competition, because men are always trying to compete and dominate each other in order to get the approval or the validation of women. So they can never really open themselves up to another man. However, MGTOW are different because MGTOW aren't trying to acquire women. They're not trying to impress women. They're not trying to compete with other men in order to acquire women. So MGTOW are uniquely situated to actually fulfill this need individually without women. But I'm not talking about doing anything gay. You don't have to even touch each other. You don't even have to be in the same room or the same country. Just someone that you can be open with and express your feelings, your fears, your sadness, your anger. Just someone who wants to hear about your problems, almost like a therapist. But you don't need to pay a professional therapist just to listen to you vent and express your frustrations and your feelings. You could just do that with each other. I think that if MGTOW did that, if they just found another MGTOW, just two MGTOW just pair off and just allow yourselves to be vulnerable, I think you would find that that male mother need itch just doesn't itch quite as much. And if we can conquer that need to be vulnerable, if we can find some outlet to it that doesn't involve a woman or a relationship, then it really just eliminates one of the few things that women can still tempt a man with, that hollow promise of companionship. That need that a man has to allow himself to be vulnerable is what tempts him to make that deal with a woman. So those are my thoughts regarding male mother need. And so let me know what your thoughts are in the comment section. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.